Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to Love Yourself Fiercely. Today's guest, Leslie Urbis, is kind of kick-ass, but she is a registered dietitian and trainer who really, really empowers women to stop relying on the scale and really start focusing on creating joy while eating and exercising. Leslie, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for you to share your journey with us and really just empower the listeners to look at their physical health a different way. So with that being said, take us on the journey with you. Where did your self-discovery begin and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, I like to say that my discovery kind of began when I was in sixth grade. And one of the guys at the table was like, "Why aren't you eating the donut?" I was like, "I don't know. I just assume it's probably got more calories than something else." Right. And I joked that that's kind of where I decided to be a dietitian. But it was really in high school that I think it really kicked in for me when one of the girls in my high school class actually was like, "Yeah, you can't hang out with us because you're too fat." And it was, I don't know, right? It was reiterated by my high school coach at the time too. She's a softball coach of mine. And she basically told me that I couldn't play varsity, not because I wasn't good enough, but because I wasn't skinny enough or fast enough to run around the bases. So I kind of got two like kickings in the head within a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to gander outside of that. And I even went to like, okay, well, I'm going to run track. And even in track, they were like, "You might be able to run, but we don't think you can run fast enough. You're going to have to throw shot put or the discus." And what's sad is that I was a healthy weight. Like I was not overweight. I was not fat by any means. Like if you looked at me on a BMI scale, I was 100% normal, but it really got to me. And I'd like to say that that's when I, you know, clued in, but I actually did get a little fatter in high school and I did become overweight. I think partially because of that, like I didn't feel worthy, right? I had all these people telling me and looking me in the face, like, "You're not good enough. You can't hang out with us. You can't play this sport." And that, you know, kind of took me down a path of belittling myself, not thinking I was good enough, not thinking I was going to make it to the top or, you know, be able to be somebody's all or, you know, important enough. So I probably finished high school with a very low self-esteem. And I went to college to be a dietitian. And when I started college, I was like, "I need to like up level myself here because I'm going to be a dietitian. I want to look the part, play the part. And I want people to know I care about me too." And that's when things really changed for me was in college. I started to pay attention to what I was eating. I started to work out more. I started to lift weights more. And I really honed into the power in me that I was allowing everyone on the outside to dictate who I was going to be. And so little by little, like, you know, I'm done with that. I'm not going to let them describe my worth anymore or tell me what I can and cannot do. And I really just started to claim my own nutrition and fitness to myself. And little by little throughout the years, I've adapted over time through many means. And now I really talk about more of how that mindset shift back in college is really what did it for my weight. And that's how I teach people to lose through mindset shifts instead of like, you know, "Here's your diet plan, follow these calories" kind of thing. So,
yeah. And you know, it's so interesting. The listeners know for sure that's why you're here, right? That's why I wanted you on the show because we talk a lot about that. It needs to be an internal game before the external reality of our bodies or our environments start to shift with us. It's like, how can we really self-empower and find our inner power to really tackle the goals that we want in life? So let's talk about what that looks like or what it looked like for you and what kind of work that looks like for your clients as well in terms of mindset.
Yeah, of course. So for me personally, what it really was allowing myself to see that I was basing my worth on somebody else. You know, it was starting to change those inner thoughts in my head. You know, I was relating to, you know, "I'm overweight" or I'm not good at this, or "I'm not welcome to play on this team because I'm not this skinny girl," or "I can't run as fast," right? So it was learning that I have a different identity. And I really started to shape the way that I thought of myself differently. Okay. So I don't think of myself as that, but I'm telling myself I see myself as that. So what are some of the things that I can tell myself? So back then it was like, I am in good shape. I am eating healthy for myself. I am learning how to be the best dietitian to help women like myself and men. I'm not going to exclude them, you know, but, yeah. To see that they, you know, the most important person, and that they can't base the outward appearance on someone else. That, you know, if you feel good and you're a size 13 and you love the way that you are, own it, rock it, right? Love it. Yeah. But truly live in that and truly be focused on that. And so that's one of the things that I start with myself. But once I developed this with my clients, I really teach them the backbone of developing that, like, I am statement, right? Mm-hmm. So that first statement of who are you really? Who do you really want to resonate as? And then really developing from there. A couple of other steps that I really take them through is like the inner workings of their head, right? We repeat the same patterns and the same cycles no matter what we try to do. It doesn't matter if we've tried every diet out there. We go through it and we go through the same pattern. And what we have to do is develop a new pattern. So I really help you to kind of pull that apart and see, like, oh my gosh, I am really screwing this up for myself, but I never noticed that this is my pattern before.
And I love that so much because our mindset really is just that. Our brains operate on repetitive patterns. And I think the latest statistic was like 95% of our thoughts are repetitive. And of those 95%, 90 are negative. So we're using only 5% of our brain is conscious thought, which blows my dang mind. So 95% of our life, we are having cycles of negative thought patterns, just going do, 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 do. We don't even hear them, but they're on replay nonstop. And when we can really hone in and recognize the patterns, we get to choose again. We get to change that 95% of our programming to be reconditioned, reprogrammed with shit that serves us. Yeah. Right? Like, we get to do that. And it's kind of cool because that squishy thing inside our head doesn't own who we are. And I love that that's the work that you do. Like, really, who are you? And what are some of the things you're saying to yourself that are not supporting the person you want to be? And I'm here for that in this world, in the Love Yourself Fiercely world. It's like, who do you want to be? Because you get to choose her every single day.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. And you nailed it with that conscious level thinking and the thoughts. I've heard it recently, like, they're horizontal thoughts, right? It's like, I'm fat, I'm overweight, I'm never going to fit into that size again, I can't wear the bikini, right? And that's technically the same thought, just in a rude way, 12 different times, right? And it's, how do you change that thought and go upward into the thought? It's like, I'm overweight. Nope, stop that, delete, repeat something different. I am losing weight, or I am at my healthy weight, right? Mm-hmm. It's crazy, you know, to think about, like, just as you said, how many negative things we can say to ourselves that's the same thing in a different way in like a 2-second period.
Yeah. And, you know, on this episode, we're talking about body image, but this translates everywhere. So we talk shit about our bodies, and we talk shit about our eating patterns, and we talk shit about our worthiness, and we talk shit about, we're just talking smack up there all day long. And then we're in a cycle of guilt and shame around not being able to create a life that we want. And you know, it's people like you and me doing the work that we do that really get to empower women and men, but women on this show, that's not the real truth. The real truth is we get to change. We get to decide who we are in this world, and whether that's, you know, how we choose to fuel our body and how we choose to move our body in a loving way, or whether or not that's how we choose to speak to ourselves in a loving way. And the truth is all of that's combined, right? Like, you have to speak to yourself kindly in order to be able to show up for yourself and your health goals.
Yeah, for sure.
So, on your own journey, so it started in college, and now you're a dietitian and you're a trainer, but, like, talk to me about the switch to the online world, right? Because you recently switched to the online platform.
Yeah. So I used to work when I graduated from college. I had in the back of my mind, like, you do this, you need to share this. But I didn't come from a family that, that did that. So I was kind of like, I'm just going to go get myself a job. And, you know, so I did just that. I became a dietitian in the military. That's where I started. And I loved what I did, but there was a lot of disconnect in the military world. You were really only allowed to see them once a month. And it was very complicated. Like a month passes and nothing's happened. And it's like, I'm a year, right? And yeah. I really wanted to help these people and give them the results that they needed. So from there, I would love to say I started my entrepreneur journey, but I didn't. I actually went back and did the same job as a civilian. And it wasn't until I had my daughter in 2018 that I was like, I can't do this. This is too many hours. It was too far to travel. I really want to help people. I feel like I'm just saying the same thing. I joke that when she wasn't sleeping as well, I could fall asleep while talking to a client. Like, you know, I'm repeating the same things. I'm saying the same things. And like, I'm like, okay, wake back up kind of thing. And that was when I was like, you know, I need to do this for myself. But my husband is also military. So it was very complicated. Like if I rooted myself and I put up a building, how would we be able to move that? And I'd have to start all over. So I got pregnant with my second kid when I was like, I'm going to do it online. And mm-hmm. this so happened to be like a month before COVID hit. I was not paying attention to the news because I was pregnant, and I keep that to a low while I'm pregnant to keep anxiety low.
Yeah.
Right. And then all of a sudden my husband was like, yeah, I think we're going to go into this lockdown thing. And I was like, we're going to do what? Like, I was like super clueless. Not that I normally am, but I was then because I was like, let's keep anxiety out of here. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start this business anyways. And somebody actually told me that I'd never be successful because of COVID, that I'd never sell a program, that I'd never help anybody. And I was like, okay, well, you're not the coach for me. I will go find someone else.
Yeah.
And I did just that. And, you know, in going to the online world, it was a little difficult at first because it feels very one-sided, right? Like, this is great. I'm having a conversation with a person. But when you start, it's like you put a post or you do a live or you do these things. And it's like, is anyone listening or am I getting anywhere? And so you spin in your head. And I almost had to retrain myself in that instance too, with the mindset things I teach of stop the pattern ahead of time. Let's get ourselves into a new world. And really what I do in my online platform is teach that mindset trick, you know, teach that we don't need a piece of paper diet. We don't need, here's your calories, here's your points, here's your containers, here's your box or whatever it is, or here's your food delivered. We need to like literally listen to ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. we need to discover that like, I can eat pepperoni pizza every Friday night if my family does. We can go on vacation and splurge on a couple things. We can eat the bite of ice cream from our kids' ice cream and still live in our truth and still live who we are and still succeed in our health and wellness goals. And that's when I realized what I was doing with my own kids is really what I was bringing to the situation out in the world, is that, you know, you can be exactly who you are and still live the life that you want and plan for every kind of day that you have, you know, not living in that cookie cutter box of I'm on the diet or I'm off the diet. It's mm-hmm. like I'm on the diet on my A game day and nothing goes wrong. And then the next day when the kids are late for school and I forgot my lunch or I didn't have time for lunch or whatever it may be, that can fit into the plan too. And it's not I'll start again on Monday. Say, okay, this is just one of those days. It's included in how I live now, and I'm still going to reach my health goal at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I love that so much. And, you know, I laughed when a coach told you weren't going to make it. Cause first of all, for anyone listening who's thinking of starting a business or owns a business, nobody ever has the right to tell you that you won't make it. Cause that's bull. In the reality, it's when we're in alignment with our desires, when we're in alignment with what we desire to create in the world, it works. And particularly when we're trying to balance, you know, our real life of motherhood and, you know, for you, a military family, I know what that means. I know what that life is like. And so the truth is, opening up a brick and mortar would not have made your real life any easier. It just wouldn't have, because if he got transferred, then what? Right now, your business seamlessly transfers with you and, you know, you're able to be there for your children. And so many things get to happen in that way because it was the right decision for you. But I also love that in the online world, we get to reach so many more people that we never would in a real life experience. You know, we get to help people all over the world meet their own goals and reach their own potential of their goals through a computer screen. It's the coolest thing ever, while still getting to be moms and still getting to, you know, create a life that we love. And so I just want to congratulate you for doing it anyways and persevering through the crickets. Cause at the beginning, the crickets are like
everywhere.
Is there anybody there? Yeah. Anybody with me? And you know, it's so funny because even now, you know, you've created success. I've created success. And everyone's like, no one's liking my stuff. I have a lot of business clients that are like, no one likes my stuff. No one responds. And I'll like pull up a post and I'm like, I have 4 likes on this post. It's not a measurement of your success. It's not. In fact, the least amount of likes that you get are likely the ones that convert, but people aren't going to air, you know, where they're at on a post. So they're going to come to you in the DMs and cultivate a relationship. But that was a sidebar on the business front. But yeah, I just want to take a minute and congratulate you for doing it anyways.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah. And I totally understand on the crickets and the lack of likes. So yeah.
Yeah. I still have lots of times there are posts that will flop, or I'll have a post that like is crazy on Instagram, and then I'll post it to Facebook and it'll have like 1 like, and I'm like, huh, different worlds here.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. So walk me through your process. Do you work one-on-one? Do you have group containers or do you do both?
I do both. I recently just started a group container. I think it's going to be awesome for the people that are already in it. It's still open for some other people to join, but I do a lot of one-on-one because nutrition is so individualized. Anytime you like, and I'm not tooting that you could not go and lose weight with Weight Watchers or keto or any of those free things. Like, I truly believe you can lose weight. The thought process is that, will you repeat the pattern? You know, we all have that story. Like, I lost 60 pounds doing this. And then it's like, boom, I have the story of I've gained it back though. So I just need to do it again. Do you really need to do it again? Like, history should not repeat itself when we know we can solve the problem, right? So ideally with that one-on-one process, what I really do is kind of exactly what I said. You know, we start with the mindset. Everybody thinks when they come to me, the first thing I'm going to be like, okay, here's your plan. Follow this.
Yes.
And it's really not it at all. It's okay. Let's get into your mind. Let's really go through the cobwebs, and I'm going to have you do a lot of the talking. I'm going to catch your process, and then I'm going to help walk you through how you figure out your own process. So you come to it and not tell you, and you'll be like, that's no. So I really work with you in those first couple of one-on-one sessions to really dive deep. You know, one of the clients that just finished with me, she actually said, before I decided to go, I realized that I was about to try a diet I had tried when I was 16. I'm 47 and I was going to go back on a diet when I was 16 years old because I really just want to do it. And I was like, what am I doing? She literally had in the thought process, like, I'm going to repeat a diet that I tried when I was 16. First of all, that's like 30 years of dieting.
Yeah.
And second of all, if it didn't work at 16, why would it work at 47?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she was like, okay, I just need to do this. This is time for me to get in that inner workings. And she really developed through that. And, you know, she's like, she had a bad day. One of her last days together, she had a bad day where she ate a whole day of like cold pizza and would have otherwise just like messed her up. She admits she had a salad in there too, but she was like, that would have messed me up. I would have just given up. I would have been like, it's over. But I literally woke up the next day and was like, okay, that happened. And I continued on with everything like it was completely fine. And that's where I know that this is going to continue to give me results because I've lost the shame. I've lost the guilt. I do know how to eat for myself. I know how to eat for every kind of day I encounter. I know how to take a vacation and not come back 7 pounds heavier. And that's really what we do. We work through the inner workings. Then we get you to the exact idea plan that what you need. Now, that doesn't mean like I'm going to give you a, this is your meal plan. That means we're going to talk about all the different kinds of days you encounter. Are you a mom? Do you have 4 kids? Do you take care of yourself? Are you a military wife? Is your husband the one that cooks? You know, do you guys have pizza 6 times a day or a night? You know, do you have Are you the CEO of a company? Are you a super, you know, high up businesswoman that really just needs, you know, something to work for you to leverage your time, your energy, and your money so you're efficient in your day? So we really work on that from where you're at in your life to give you what you need, and not just like, okay, here's your points, or here's your containers, or here's your calories, or your macros, now go do it all. You don't need another task to your day. You need the ability to remove that from your day.
I love that. And you know, I love how you said, I'm not just going to give you a nutrition plan, because here's the truth about diet culture. If the containers or the drinks or, you know, the macros, if that stuff worked for people who struggle with the yo-yo, then they wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be seeing you, right? It's a cycle. It's a pattern of the yo-yo dieting that occurs. And would you say that a lot of it, at the end of the day, a lot of the lasting change, would you attribute it to the mindset, to the understanding and the developing of self within that journey?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's definitely a lot of that. And again, really finding that pattern of what it is you do. You know, we have patterns for everything we do, right? Mm-hmm. We have patterns for maybe our business or for our work life or for our kids' life, or, you know, like you all of a sudden have a day where you yell at your kids like 7 times and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm that mom. I need to stop yelling. So then you try really hard for 7 days and you don't yell at all. And then there's one yell and you're like, oh, it's just one. And then all of a sudden a month or two later, you're like, I'm back to yelling 7 times a day, right? Pattern, and we do it through our fitness and nutrition. So with doing that, you know, even if, let's say, the points or the containers or the shakes or whatever are working for you, there'll be that cycle where all of a sudden you're like, I'm not doing it as hardcore as I was anymore, and I'm not sure why. And maybe you don't get back the 30 or 40 pounds, but you see a little bit of change, and then you don't feel as good about yourself. That's a pattern. It doesn't have to be you know, I lose 60, I gain the 60 or plus back. It's really creating that. And that's the difference in what I train in the mindset world than in the, you know, dieting culture. Mm-hmm. It's always like, here's your solution, not let's combat all the things that are giving us the problem. So that way you never combat it again. I used to call my program the last diet you'll ever need, because I don't want you to ever see me again. I want you to go through it with me, and I want to see you on the other side in 5 years, like, she's still rocking it and I'm still exactly where I was and happy. You know, that's really the idea behind it.
And I love that. And do you find that sometimes a lot of healing work will come up when people start to discover their mindset blocks or their patterns?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of times it's tied so much with, like, even the way you were grown up, like the way you were weighed at a doctor's office, or the way you heard your weight talked about at a doctor's office, or potentially your family. You know, sometimes our families are very weight conscious, or, you know, growing up in a household where your dad's like, oh, she's hot, and it's like a skinny blonde woman or something, that's your ideal. And here you are overweight with brunette hair and brown eyes. And you're like, how is that? That's not me. I'm not pretty then. I'm not wanted. And all of that stuff that gets in our brain, very much like you had said, you know, the subconscious mind working there, that actually instills in us how we are. You know, people that I've talked to before have, you know, survived rape or survived abuse and survived those things. And in those instances, it's our life that really brought us this. So until we can really overtake those things and change ourselves from within, we'll continue down that same patterned road instead of, you know, solving the problem that we have. Sometimes it's even overeating people, you know, where it's like, you know, I don't admit to how much I'm eating, and we can combat those things and kind of help you solve your own problem as you're having it happen in front of your eyes. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. And I really wanted to ask that question, because that goes back to the beginning where I said it's about the inner journey that changes the external. You know, we talk about weight. It's about a weight or a number on a scale that we get hyperfixated on. But the truth is, it's the emotional weight we carry that translates into the physical weight. So when we can heal those beliefs, those false beliefs that we have that really are making us feel less than or unworthy or unlovable, when we can do that, and then the inside is you've released that emotional weight, oftentimes your body follows. Not you. And so many people I work with are like, I never did anything different. And I'm like, yeah, I know you physically didn't do anything different, but emotionally you released literal weight from your soul, and then your body followed, because now you love yourself in a different way, in a deeper way. And, you know, when we love ourselves in a deeper way, we start to honor ourselves in a deeper way. And that's where the physical transformation, I believe, comes from. You know, it's no longer, I can't have that cookie. It's more, I'm going to fuel my body because I honor it. I'm going to move my body because I honor it, and what it can do for me. And so I really just wanted to highlight that piece. Yeah, because I think it's such an important piece when we are really struggling with our body image. The truth behind that is it's typically not that.
Agreed.
For sure. Tell us about the group program.
Yeah. So the group program is actually a 3-month program right now. Might change a little bit in the upcoming year. That we do group calls together. We do Q&A together. So you get to learn from everybody else. And I kind of call it like, you cannot fall off, because every morning I'm going to do like a 5 to 10 minute video. That's going to give you like a good idea for what to do for your day. Some thoughts. I'm going to have or two that you want for the day. And at the evening, I'm going to expect you to check in. So like, there's not a way for you to fall off of this. And if you do, I'm going to be like knocking on your door, like, hey, hey, come on back through. What happened to you? What kind of things happened here? And then eventually you're not going to need me, obviously, to do it, because it's just going to be so routine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have that. I actually have another coach that's working with me that's going to do some other mindset things as well. He was actually a previous client of mine. I was a previous client of his, and then he was a previous client of mine. kind of thing, how that worked out. And that, you know, we've set that up there as well. And then I'm hoping to bring in, you know, some other extra speakers and such to really push through that group program as well, to really make it worth everything. So there's, you know, every piece of the puzzle that can be combined, because you're right that, you know, you have to change yourself and change the way that you're thinking and being and doing all that. And a lot of times that can literally just stem from changing a few things in your nutrition, so you can literally think clearer. Yeah. And you can literally feel, oh my gosh, you know, I ate broccoli today and I actually went to the bathroom or something, you know. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much when you change what it is you're putting in your body, how much everything on the outside responds. And that's, you know, one of the big things that we'll discuss in that group program.
I love that so much. Yeah. So I think it's really important to highlight here that you are really just an all around coach, right? You're not just a dietitian. You're not just a trainer, but you are really, it's a whole person mentality. And I think that we're seeing the health and fitness industry shift in that direction, and rightly so. And yeah, I think it's an amazing approach. I think that we are more than just the food we put in. We're more than just the number of steps we take every day. We are multidimensional, and our physical body is a direct reflection of that. So thank you for the work that you do, Leslie. I think that it is so needed in the online space. You're such a breath of fresh air.
Thanks.
Where can my people hang out with you?
Yeah, for sure. So I am on Facebook, obviously, Leslie Fiala in the middle, Urbis. But I also have a weight loss group on there, as I like to call it. It's called Weight Loss and Wellbeing for High Performers. I get a lot of times, do I have to be a high performer? I don't know what that is. No, it's just what I call it, weight loss and well-being for high performers. I'm also on YouTube as Leslie Urbis and Instagram as Leslie Urbis. So you can catch me on any of those.
And we will make sure that all of those are linked in the show notes. Do you have one last piece of advice for our listeners who are really struggling to navigate a health and wellness journey?
Yeah. So my biggest thing is that, one, don't sell yourself short. Don't think that, well, I'm just going to try this because somebody else did it, or I'm going to do this because it worked for me in the past, or I'm going to do this because it's the cheap option. Sometimes the best way to get yourself results is to know, you know what? I am worth it. I am worth getting the help. I am worth getting that coach to help me to get through this. So that way, in a month from now, I am transforming my whole life instead of just continuing to bang my head up against the door that doesn't seem to want to open.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I am so grateful that you were here and that you shared all of your greatness with us.
Thanks.
And to our listeners, I hope you love yourself fiercely and fully today and every day. We'll see you on the next episode.